KFA-FJH, yeah, that sounds really just fun, and I'm really glad you like your radio and stuff. And could you be pretty too? For the radio pilot for it's really good. I'm not transmitting on it right now. I'm transmitting on the KFA-FJH Pro at the moment. But there are good radios. I mean, I'm actually I'll be honest, I'm actually sitting here on I'm on a Snapchat call to save time, but I'm on a video call with my girlfriend here, and we're both sitting here, and I'm having her, I'm teaching her what this hand radio stuff is, so I have her right in front of me on my phone, and listening to her conversation right now. Yeah, but I'm showing her, like, how it works and stuff like that, basically. Over, back to you.
Gotcha, yeah, yeah. You know, ham radio is such a cool hobby, and I have fond memories of, you know, just getting my license and getting on the air for the first time and, you know, kind of tuning in to all the local repeaters, and then, you know, it kind of hits you of all the activity that's going on all around you every day in your backyard, at work, and everywhere. There's all these signals that are just bouncing off of everything, and, if you tune into them, you can hear some interesting QSOs and some, you can send text messages and emails and you can do all kinds of stuff, you know, with radio signals. And so it's kind of fascinating because you kind of look at the world a different way, you know, as a new ham. And I am fond of those memories and those times of kind of that big aha moment when you go outside and, you know, you kind of look at the world different as, you know, there's all this activity back here that we can't see. Nobody else knows about it. And it's just right here. It's right here in this room, in this house, in this backyard, wherever you are. There's a lot of radio frequencies bouncing around. So it's cool. It's a cool hobby. And it's neat to learn about kind of the magic, the voodoo magic of radio. Over to you, Ben.